Life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to Mindflow, a show to help you find your flow. Hit that subscribe button before we get started so you never miss an episode. If you think about your confidence, would you say it's fragile or strong? I once heard that confidence has hardly anything to do with things that happen to you. In fact, it has more to do with what you're thinking in the moment while something's happening to you. I don't want to waste any time. Let's jump right into a conversation about ways to protect your confidence. What gives you confidence? Think about all of the things that you're good at or that you do extremely well, naturally, like your talents or things that you've worked on, like your skills or anything that you've been developing for a while. You can even count all of your certifications that you've earned and all of the degrees that you have hanging on your wall. Think of everything that you're 100% confident about that have helped you compete in the job market or that help you pay the bills or even put food on the table. What are those things that give you confidence? Now that you have them fresh at the top of your mind, do me a favor and put them in a box and push them aside for a minute. When it comes to safeguarding your confidence, where do you start? It starts in the conversations that all of us have, not with each other, but in our own heads and in our minds. That's where most of the battles are either won or lost. 80% of the thoughts that we have each day will always be negative or skeptical or even suspicious, because negative thinking is one of our most fundamental primal instincts for survival. So the odds of you having a negative thought and acting on it is much higher than you having a positive thought and acting on it. So the starting point is knowing when you're in a moment, something happened, and your first instinct is to be negative. Because now you can acknowledge it, and you can't do anything until you acknowledge that this is the time to disrupt that negative, destructive thinking pattern. It's about self-control, but self-control in this context. You'll never be able to take control of anything if you don't have awareness of it. Are you aware of what you tell yourself? Or do you know when your imagination starts blowing things out of proportion? Because once you do, that's when you actually start protecting your confidence. And when you don't, that's when you're leaving your confidence wide open in a reactive and vulnerable position. After your awareness is elevated, then what? Well, the next step is to not let it take over your mindset. Stop it from hijacking your mind and taking you down a negative rabbit hole. And number three is replacing those negative thoughts with something positive or more constructive or something that gives you forward momentum. So do this. Think through your day for those things or those tasks that you have to do over and over, either at home or at work or wherever. Now I want you to think about one of those days that we all have when, no matter what we're doing or how hard we're trying, things just don't go our way. And something unexpected happens, or you mess something up right out of the gate and you stumble out of the blocks. For example, let's say tomorrow you have to throw a birthday party for someone and you've got everything ready, you're prepared. All you have to do is wake up, set everything up, and then wait for people to arrive. And then the first thing that happens when you wake up, you stub your toe on the base of the nightstand and it hurts every single time you take a step. Here's a career example. Let's say you have an interview. You wake up early, you drink your coffee, you practiced answering all of the mock interview questions over and over in your head, you eat your breakfast, and then you hop in the shower, you shave, your clothes are already perfectly ironed, and then you fix your hair, and that's perfect too. And you leave extra early in case traffic gets really bad. You get to a light, and one of your tires feels low, so you get out and you notice it's flat. And while you're looking at it, you get rear-ended because the person behind you was texting and driving. Or here's an example if you're an athlete. Let's say you're a baseball player and you have a big game on Friday night. If you win, the team's in first place and your family's going to be there, and all of your friends will be there. It's going to be televised. And at your first at bat during the biggest game, with everyone watching, under the brightest lights, you strike out in 3 pitches. 3 up, 3 down for the first time in 5 games. Now, I know these are pretty extreme examples, but I did this for impact so that I can paint the picture for you. Because if that was you in any of those situations, or any situations that you had in the past that were similar, in your mind, out of these 2 choices, which one do you relate to the most? Because it sounds like something you'd tell yourself. Choice A, what is going on with me today? Or great, just my luck. Wow, I'm having a horrible day. Now what am I going to do? Or choice B, I have no idea what's going on with me today, but I'm better than this. This isn't me. Or this, I have no idea what's going on with me today, but I've got this. Because whatever this is, it doesn't represent who I really am or what I'm really capable of. In those types of situations, when you get all the way up to that moment, do you go with choice A, which is the negative, self-destructive, and disempowering choice of how to talk to yourself? Or choice B, which is positive, self-assuring, and self-empowering? Or did you even know you had 2 choices? Just this alone will give you at least a 20% boost in accomplishing life goals or overcoming life's challenges or even being competitive in the job market. And remember, this is before you start applying your skills or your talents or your strengths. So if you practice this until it becomes a habit or until it's hardwired in your neural network, once you hit the straightaway, you're going to separate yourself from the pack and put major distance between you and everyone else that's in the race. I'm going to end this episode with some tough love, because here's the truth of the matter. When it comes to your life, or your career, or your family, or your financial position, all of it will get better once you accept this fact. No one is coming to save you, and your life is 100% your responsibility. Why? Because if you don't accept this, you'll fall into the entitlement trap. It's like the quicksand in the desert or the black hole in space. It's a place you live in your mind where everything you do and whatever goes wrong makes you feel like you're a victim. And you're not. Because starting today, you know how to protect your confidence. And that's it. That's all I got today. And if you like today's show, share it with someone you love or care about. And keep learning to find your flow. Peace.